Mario for Super Mario Brothers Anniversary Special. Take it away, boys. Mario, thank you. I'm so glad we finally hit the big time, Tommy. Finally hit the big time. It's you boys, the Rude Boys. Yes. I'm here by myself, apparently. What's going on? And Super Mario is here, too.
I was letting you talk and, let yourself go out.
Mario.
Well, no, I mean, we're going to talk about, the more important brother, Luigi, in this episode of Rude Boys Power Hour.
It is also his anniversary, yes. Yeah. But the franchise, Super Mario, 35 years young.
Of age.
Yes, nothing. 35, man. Great year. Get great age.
Yeah.
Great age, ain't it?
Not in 2020.
No, well, it's doing itself right.
Yeah. 2020 hasn't been totally miserable.
Right, yes.
It's been miserable, not totally miserable.
I'm sure.
I'm Tom.
And we're the Rude Boys.
We are.
In case you heard Super Mario correctly. Thank you, Mario.
Woohoo!
Yes, let's go! Yes, thank you, Mario. But we're talking all about Mario. Mario 35 anniversary. Not Mario Brothers, not Donkey Kong. Fuck that shit.
Donkey Kong.
Super Mario Brothers.
Yep.
35 years ago this month. Nobody knows. It's kind of a nebulous
date. I mean,
this was early, early 1985, nobody knows what goes on.
Nothing's been mentioned this month about Mario at all.
No, nothing at all. I mean, this is good. We've got a ton of goddamn Mario talk.
We really fucking do.
How do we do this episode again? Who's in your mouth?
Yeah, who's in your mouth?
Who's in your mouth? We got some Mario cocktails in the mix.
Some Mario cack.
Oh, boy. Gotta turn it that way.
You've been drinking.
But right now, we just got some MHLs.
Miller High Life.
Yep, here we go.
Established in 1903.
I don't know why you have to keep reading.
I haven't done it in a while. Because we haven't drank them in a while.
That's true. What is it known as, Tom?
The Champagne of Beer.
Wow.
Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Sure.
Premium Miller Brewed.
Serving facts. Serving size. 12 fluid ounces. Also known as 355 milliliters.
How come it doesn't give us nutrition facts?
Well, I mean, that's sort of in here. Hang on.
There's no nutrition.
One serving. / container per serving?
Okay.
4.5% alcohol by volume. Calories. 141.
Carbs.
12.2 grams. Fat, 0
Anyway,
grams.
All right, let's protein, get back on track. Hold on.
Protein. Tommy loves his protein. Less than 1 gram, though.
For the cocktails, do we have any whiskey down here?
No.
All right, so...
We'll do whiskey later.
We are going to have to do whiskey before Blitzkrieg, because we're going to have to do a Rude Boy special. We have a little bit of celebration.
We do, yeah. We could put that in a big Blitz or the catch-up. Don't worry about it.
That's what I mean. We need to... Get the Rude Boy special on deck.
All right, don't worry about it.
I am worried about it.
Don't worry about it,
because you're going to forget.
Don't worry about it, Tommy.
Mm.
Clink it up.
Clink it up, baby.
Whoa. I had almost a little bit of spillage, but Tom's mentality, you can't spill your beer if you don't take it off your lips. So.
Exactly.
Props, brother.
That's how you get drunk, Tom.
That's how you get alcohol poisoning.
No, you get alcohol poisoning by drinking like a college kid.
True. Let's go for a Blitzkrieg, Tommy.
Blitzkrieg. All right.
Da-na-na-na-na-na.
Whole bunch of Mario shit.
Yes.
They did... It's kind of a surprise. This was kind of a surprise Mario Direct, wasn't it?
A lot of the Nintendo stuff they've been doing.
Surprise!
Been a lot of surprises.
Right, because of data leaks and such.
Data leaks, yeah. It's a weird time. It's pandemic. To be honest, I don't think Nintendo really needs to get the hype machine going because the Nintendo fandom does it for themselves.
Yeah.
If they're always expecting Nintendo Direct, then guess what? No reason to hype it because everybody's hyped for a Nintendo Direct.
Exactly.
And so, this Nintendo Direct kind of kicked some butt.
Let's go through. Team it Blitzkrieg, though.
All right, so the two big things is the reveals, because this has been rumored for a while. If you go back in the Rude Boys Power Hour Pluses in the archives, we were talking about this for a while. But they are re-releasing Super Mario 64, Super Mario Sunshine, and Super Mario Galaxy, all within a Switch collection called Super Mario 3D All-Stars.
Coming out on the 18th, so this week, Nation, get ready. Hope you got your pre-orders in. It's only going to be available for, like, until March. Weird, whatever. They're probably going to parse out everything separately.
The Mario Online was only going to be available till
there's a
March.
There's a lot of, like, expiration dates on this stuff.
Because I do know they were also saying that there's not going to be a lot of physical copies of this game.
Correct. Well, again, they're only going to... It's only going to be on physical, physical shelves and... digitally until March or something like that. Who knows? Yeah. Whatever. Nintendo's weird.
Are you gonna get this?
Yeah, collection? It's already pre-ordered, guys.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah, it's already gone, baby.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, you know, we all know I'm not a huge 3D Mario.
Sure. Guy.
But there's something about this, like, especially Mario 64, if you guys listen to Rude Boy's Top 10. You know, I have a little bit of nostalgia of Mario 64. Yeah. I'll probably pick it up. I'll probably get aggravated, bring it to you, and be like, "Chris, help me!"
just like 96, baby.
Exactly.
I used to get stars for kids in high school, middle school.
You better have charged.
Now, come on! Oh, it was fun. It's a fun game, guy.
Yeah, but you gotta make that money.
Well, surely I wasn't an enterprising young youth as I am now.
Yeah, the two youths.
Definitely. The two what?
The two what?
The other big thing is, again, final confirmation that they are re-releasing Super Mario 3D World, which originally came out for the Wii U, as a deluxe package plus some Bowser stuff coming out on the Switch in February.
Yeah.
So there was some talk that maybe this got pushed back or whatever. Who the fuck knows? But that's great. I think Super Mario 3D World was a great game that came out for an unfortunate console. I had a lot of fun with it multiplayer-wise.
I did. Like, you hit that giant mushroom, just raw, like fucking Godzilla.
Right. I'm seeing the cat stuff, breaking
shit through Tokyo.
Sure. Yeah. I introduced the cat suit, the double cherry, which is a neat thing.
I love the double cherries.
Oh, Lord. Oh boy. Yes. That's coming out in February along with some new amiibo.
Sure.
Some other interesting stuff that got kind of announced that as of that date, Super Mario All-Stars, the Super Nintendo collection of Super Mario Brothers 1, 2, 3 and Lost Levels came out to the Nintendo Switch Super Nintendo app. So you can all get frustrated at those games like you used to. Back in the day, there's going to be a game called Super Mario Brothers 35, which is sort of like Tetris 99.
Yeah, and it's only going to be available, I think they said, till February?
October to March 31st. Weird, but I know. Hey,
I'm like, you know what? Give it to me like fucking Tetris 99.
It's Nintendo, man. You can't, like, oh, they did a weird thing? Yeah, okay,
I don't like it.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, Tommy, but, you know, you're going to have to enjoy it for those couple months. Yeah. Something else that they saw, Tom, was the they showed off this AR RC car called Mario Kart Live Home Circuit.
Yeah.
If I was like 15 years younger, I would have been like, this is fucking for me.
I know, but I mean,
if I was also 25 years younger, it would be just for me also.
Yeah, but or you live in a fucking mansion like they show like they show in that in the goddamn commercial.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I saw Mario Kart. I was like, ooh, what's this? And it was like, oh.
It's really interesting. Don't get me wrong. Because I don't think Nintendo wouldn't, like, push the shit. I mean, they made folding cardboard into a game.
I know.
Like, they wouldn't just piss this out, especially give it such a nice display within this shadow-dropped Nintendo Direct. I think my nephew would dig it, but I mean, I ain't gonna, you know, I think it's coming out in October at some point.
I don't know, this generation's into Fortnite and not remote control cars.
Yeah, you're right, you got a good point. And then they're also gonna be celebrating more Mario stuff in, that Mario Tour game.
Sure.
Animal Crossing, Splatoon 2, like, it's gonna be Mario, all Mario, all the time, Mario Madness, baby.
Yeah, that's
Wahoo,
great.
Let's-a-go!
That's great, Wahoo. That's great.
I missed. Get out of here, Wario. You piece of shit.
Oh,
so actually, speaking of Shadow Drop news coming from Nintendo. Oh, all right, you're taking a break. Shadow announced dropped.
I don't know what the fuck you. I don't know where the fuck you were talking about Wario, but they also announced Hyrule Warriors: Age of Calamity out of November 20th.
Yes.
This just screams Rude Boys because we are the Age of Calamity.
We are living in the Age of Calamity.
We are a calamity.
Only appropriate. And this is presumably Nintendo's big November game, which is kind of weird.
Yeah, you never let me play it because you said I won't enjoy it. Is it couch co-op?
Yeah.
All right. We'll have to look into that. We'll have to look into that.
Hyrule Warriors Definitive Edition on the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, we'll have to look into that when you're capable to.
Yes, yeah, we'll talk about that. But, I mean, let's talk about the game real quick. It's a Hyrule Warriors game, so it's a Dynasty Warriors, Musou, beat up 1,000 guys or whatever, and you're Link and you're throwing bombs or whatever like that. But this one's actually taking place within the fabled Age of Calamity in Breath of the Wild. So it's acting as a pseudo-official prequel to that game. Nintendo's more involved with it. It looks a lot like all the character models are pulled straight out of Breath of the Wild, so it's a good... It gives you a good parody, like it's almost like a companion game. And I imagine it's pretty canon because Nintendo is basically like, this is what the storyline is.
Sure.
Obviously, they're going to be doing superhuman shit all over the place. Uh-huh. Might be a little, I mean, it's a video game, but might be a little weird. But, I mean, Hyrule Warriors is great. I love the themed Warriors games, Fire Emblem Warriors, Gundam Warriors. Like, I loved all that shit, and I'm super down. Already pre-ordered, I think. I'm pretty sure. Cool. I don't remember.
Keep it Blitzkrieg.
Fuck off. What else is happening in November?
Xbox Series X and S is real for $499 and $299 on November 10th.
November 10th, there we go. So Xbox, Microsoft was the first guy, I mean, they got leaked a little bit, but whatever, to basically, here's when and here's how much.
Yeah.
So they got their Xbox Series X coming out at $500. That's their new... Yeah, that's a new console, basically. The Series S is their all-digital one. It's only $300. I mean, if they're pushing the Game Pass stuff, which even as someone who doesn't really fire up their Xbox at all, it's kind of interesting because it's like, oh, let me just basically try these games out for $9 a month, however much it is. Don't quote me on that. We don't do research here.
Never.
But to follow up on that...
Research is for chumps.
Research is for chumps, you're right. To follow up on that, tomorrow, as of posting, on Wednesday, Sony's got some shit cooking, so we'll probably know what they got on their end.
And I know for a fact your boys won't be picking these systems up until at least the summer of 2021.
No, not true. Miles Morales is going to win me over.
Yeah, true. I just, you know me. I can't do launch day.
I know you.
Don't let that spill.
Nope, we're good.
Good.
So we'll find out what's going on with next gen, baby.
Yep.
We got all these things, and then Nintendo's putting out fucking gaming watches in 2020. So here you go.
They don't give a fuck. Ubisoft stuff.
Ubisoft stuff. All right. So
Phoenix Rising looks neat. What's Phoenix Rising?
Phoenix
Chris?
Rising is that
Ray Phoenix
Greek mythology. It used to be called Gods and Monsters. It's like a Greek mythology Breath of the Wild.
Okay.
Looks pretty interesting. Got a cool art style. It's coming out in December. The end.
Okay. Cool. About that. Prince of Persia is real.
We were talking about that.
Yep.
It's a remake of Sands of Time.
But
I mean, Sands of Time is a great game.
More importantly,
coming out January.
Holy fuck, Scott Pilgrim coming to the Switch in 2020.
We did it, everybody.
We did it.
Yep, we did it. Thank you, Nation. Yep.
You boys
did it.
Yep.
We did a whole fucking thing with Scott Pilgrim, the movie, the whole Scott Pilgrim series on a previous episode.
Yeah.
And we talked about the game. And here it is.
And
it's
you can
watch Holiday 2020.
And you can watch and listen to Rude Boys Go to the Movies episode.
You're looking at me now.
5 was Scott Pilgrim. Was our 5th? Whatever.
No, hang on. All
right, cool. Yeah, that's great. I will definitely. I will be double dipping.
Episode six.
I was
Rude
on 5
Boys
on
Go
five.
To. Yep. Rude Boys, one of the movies, 006, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, and also, companion, Rude Boys, Power Hour Plus, episode 078, still haven't killed each other. That's us talking about all things Scott Pilgrim,
so if you love
Scott Pilgrim, like your boys, listen to those episodes.
I think we talked about this off air, that we'll both probably be double dipping on this, because it does have all the DLC and everything.
Well, this would be my double dip, yes.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Okay.
Yeah.
Take it easy.
Wow.
What else we got, Tony? Let's keep it Blitzkrieg.
Nothing in comics. Marvel is flirting with the idea that Shadowcat and Rachel Gray Summers are going to be a couple.
Cool. All right.
Scissor Me Timbers, because Shadowcat is a pirate.
Wow. Got a chuckle out of the Nation.
Movies.
Movie talk.
Coppola and Stallone are changing history. Chris, what is this about?
So, Francis Ford Coppola, director of Godfather Trilogy.
Okay.
And Sylvester Stallone, the director, creator, writer, etc., of all the Rockies.
Yep.
They're looking to basically redo a couple of their movies. And I don't mean redo, like, let's reboot them. I'm just saying, like, they're going to start maybe get a better cut. So I believe Francis Ford Coppola is quoted as saying that he wants to recut Godfather Part 3, which is the worst of the Godfather movies, and try to, you know, make that a little better. So he's rewriting his history. And Stallone, I think, is back in the editing room for Rocky 5, the Ivan Drago one, right?
Nope, that was Rocky 4.
I'm sorry. Rocky 4.
Rocky 5
and he
was
might be getting rid of the robot. Yeah, exactly. That's fucked up. Happy birthday, Polly.
Fun fact. Rude Boys fun fact.
Okay.
I have never seen any of the Godfather movies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. I really haven't seen...
I love gangster movies.
I've seen a couple of the Rockies. I don't know about all the way through. I don't remember.
Yeah. Rocky's great.
You're a big fan of Rocky.
I am, and I do still want to go down to...
Philly.
Philly and run the steps. Walk the steps.
No, run them. But editing. Huh? We'll edit it, baby. Yeah. Don't you worry. We'll take care of you.
Yeah, right? I think we could do that as a day trip for...
Probably, yeah. It's only a couple hours.
For the 40th birthday?
If you want, yeah.
You might be able to pull that off.
Okay.
We'll see the state of the East Coast at that point.
Okay, sure, Tom.
You know.
What else we got? Keep it blitzkrieg.
All right, eat a dick. TV. Oh, no, sorry, movies. Trailer talk. Dune.
Didn't see it.
You did?
Did you see it?
I did.
I never saw the original Dune
sure. with Sting and the blue eyes.
Right, okay.
Not Sting like,
it's gonna be Sting!
Sting like, don't stand, don't stand so close to me.
Okay. Jeez, thank God we're not a visual medium.
Okay, that was beautiful. Look at all that jiggle. You're so fucking mean, Nation.
You're scaring him.
Yeah, it looks okay. It's cool.
God, I fucking holy shit!
I love us.
Yeah.
Moving along to
TV.
We
get quite the seal of approvals.
Mandalorian season 2 starting October 30th, 2020.
Super hyped for that. Did this get I believe this got a joint Rudy for best show.
Yeah.
I think so. Of 2019.
Yeah.
Whenever the fuck it came out.
Yeah.
Yes. Last year. Yeah.
When the world was good.
When the world was a nice
and
place.
And not
yeah. when
a
we,
shit
when we
show.
We were only worried about other things.
Yeah. Like getting nuked.
Yeah. That's right.
Trailer talk.
Okay.
They released the trailer of The Stand. I'm sure
I saw a little bit of this. Well, because Bonnie's a big fan of The Stand.
I know she
so
is.
So I did watch this. It didn't do anything for me.
Yeah, I am...
It's on here.
Yeah, I am kind of curious. Like, do you guys plan on getting CBS All Access for
we
this?
We might for something else, but... as far as I wouldn't get it for The Stand.
Okay.
But, who knows?
Well, if you do get CBS All Access, maybe we'll try to make, like, a weekly thing of it, of, like, I'll come by and and watch The Stand. So I think that'd be a lot of fun. Okay. And maybe that'll get you to listen to the... Bly Manor trailer also dropped.
Yes, so this is the sequel.
Well,
quote
sequel. It's not really a sequel. It's a whole nother story.
Characters, right?
No, it's the same actors.
Actors,
not the same characters.
Gotcha.
It's a whole different. It's a whole
different
story. Looks great. Looks creepy. I just hope. Sometimes with Netflix shows, when it comes to their like second seasons, they get a little. They get their heads up their asses
sure.
a little bit.
Yeah,
The Marvel show is a proof in point of that.
The Marvel show is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, you're right.
With the exception of Daredevil. Daredevil, I feel like, didn't get its own head up its ass.
No.
I
mean, Daredevil's a more nuanced character than, I'd have to say, you know, Jessica Jones.
Yeah.
The other guys, basically.
Yes.
Because imagine if they did a second season of Punisher. Like,
They did do two I thought
they did one season, guy.
We're going to have to look that up. I mean, it looks pretty cool.
Right.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm trying to get my brother to watch, Haunting of Hill House.
You didn't see it?
No, only, me and my sister-in-law watched it.
All
right. He's just like, you know, whatever. I'm like, dude, come on. You make me sit there and watch bullshit after bullshit of what you choose.
Sure. Call him out. Did he still listen?
Huh?
Does he still listen?
Sometimes, like, he'll turn us on, and then he'll listen to us for, like, 5 minutes, and he'll be like, all right, that gives you guys a download. That's good enough.
I mean, yeah, no, that's true. Thank you for the numbers.
Especially on YouTube. Like, he'll be like, all right, that's enough.
I mean, does he give us a thumbs up?
He does subscribe to us.
That's not what I asked.
Oh, yes. Oh, I do it if I'm in the room and I'm in charge of the controller. I do it. Hi.
All right, Tom, when you get a sec, just go do his shit. Just put everything on. Thumbs up.
By the way, they did do
bid.ly.
They did do two seasons of The Punisher.
What?
Yeah, I will take your apology now.
No, I need to see it myself.
Fucking guy does not trust me.
I don't trust you.
Wow.
I'm an IMDb. I'm usually a Wikipedia man.
Or I just went to Netflix directly.
The Punisher.
Yeah. Another.
Wow. All right.
Uh-huh.
I stand corrected, Tom. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
What the oh, right, that Jigsaw guy, right.
Yeah, I did not watch season 2 because I just don't care.
Oh,
I get it. Your family's fucking dead.
I mean, you know what? Sidebar. I can't even think, like, I mean, a second season of, like, a second season of Mandalorian is one thing because you have the breadth of the Star Wars universe. But, like, to focus in on, like, I mean, are they going to make a second season of... I mean, we have to see the first season of, like, Falcon and Winter Soldier. Like, I can't see that.
Are they
going to
make a second
lasting.
WandaVision? Like, yeah, is this like all this just like going to incorporate into phase 4?
That's what I think.
That's what I think
is
going to happen.
But, like, I think these got to be one-offs. Hey, speaking of one-offs, Obi-Wan is going to be a one-off. It's going to be, like, four episodes. Yep.
Those
and
four...
it's just going to be standalone. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Which is fine.
Yeah. Oh, I agree.
And those four episodes might be like an hour and a half long.
We did not write research here.
Console Wars,
yes. So this is the oft-rumored in-production forever adaptation
from the guys that did The Toys That Made Us?
No. This is the book that got done by Blake J. Harris.
Yes.
Which is kind of like
a rare thing you read.
Yes, exactly. It was like a novelization of the 16-bit console wars.
Sure.
Between Nintendo's Super Nintendo and Sega's Sega Genesis / what the fuck is it called?
Sega
Master
Saturn?
Drive? Master. Mega Drive. Holy
Mega
fuck.
Mega Drive, yes.
Who cares? They lost. But
wow.
It's done by Seth. I'm gonna say Rollins. Fuck
Seth
me.
Green?
No, not Seth Green. Who's the other Seth? Rogan. Seth Rogen.
Oh.
Seth MacFarlane. Yeah, there's a lot of Seths in the entertainment biz. Seth Rogen and his buddy Greenberg, Joel Greenberg. I don't know his name. Production guys.
Yeah.
And it looks cool.
Okay.
What's interesting is that, so the book really got a lot of Sega influence in it. Like,
good.
Guys like Al Nielsen and Tom Kalinske, basically the Sega of America people, because Nintendo Nintendo is notoriously tight-lipped about a lot of their history and a lot of their insider stuff. But what's cool is you got names like, I believe, Peter Main and Howard Lincoln basically interviewed, and those are the guys that basically were the foundation of Nintendo of America.
Okay.
So it's going to be pretty interesting to see and get their take on it. Another good book, if you never hear that sentence out of my mouth.
Seriously.
Game Over, which was basically Nintendo getting the video game industry back on track, I think pretty much all the way leading up to the N64 era.
Okay.
But it interviews a lot of those people. It's more of a not a biography, but I guess a historical take on that, whereas Console Wars is a little more of a novel.
Okay.
Like, you know, these guys are characters, you know, it might not be historical as that. Book's great. This looks cool. Will this get me to get a CBS All Access? Maybe. I don't know. We'll see what's going on.
Oh, it's going to be CBS All Access.
This is going to be CBS All Access.
You took a while to get there.
Yeah, that's usually my case.
I know. It's like fucking really bad foreplay with you.
Actually, well, no.
Wrestling news.
Wrestling news, huh?
Jabroni is in the dictionary.
Jabroni is finally in the dictionary, made famous, obviously by the Iron Sheik, and The Rock.
More The Rock.
Well, The Rock, growing up, when he would go to shows, he would hear Iron Sheik say it a lot, so then he basically kind of brought it into a more modern parlance. I mean, if you could understand a goddamn thing the Iron Sheik says, you'd probably be like, oh yeah, he said Jabroni a whole lot. He does say Jabroni a whole
lot. You should definitely get a degree in linguistics.
Yeah, that's a real good fucking word to fuck up, Tom.
Fuck
Jesus
you.
Christ. Oh, Nation, where were you on that? But yeah, Jabroni's finally in the dictionary. I mean, is it in Merriam-Webster's? I think it's on dictionary.com, which is just a fan-made fucking thing. But hey, Jabroni, you made it. You keep saying this word, and it's awesome.
Anyway, more wrestling news.
Uh-huh.
Vinnie Mac shuts down talent using third-party ads.
This is so
ads.
Fucking stupid.
It's him just more of a power play.
Yeah, it's corny as fuck. And
there it is.
They kind of softened it up a little bit. I think like their talent's allowed to use like their YouTube channels or their Twitch channels if they use their real names, which also apparently WWE owns. Like, I don't fucking know.
By the way, Jabroni is not in Merriam-Webster's
dictionary. Oh, so I think
because I have the app for Merriam.
Did you update it?
It updates maybe. Automatically.
All right, well.
I can guarantee you it's updated.
Merriam-Webster is a Jabroni. For not adding the word Jabroni.
Wow. Listen to
I'll lay the smack down on the English language.
All right. Anyway, calm down.
So, it's just some fucking bullshit, especially during this pandemic that we're in. Like, you know, guys are trying to make a buck, you know? So, mm-hmm. I know, like, Roman Reigns was on Cameo, which is, like, this weird... We got Justin Credible to do a cameo for you, Tommy, if you recall.
Yes.
But I know Roman Reigns was on Cameo, and basically it's just basically guys... spend money, fans spend money, and he films a video personalized for them, and he made a fucking bundle, especially when
him.
He wasn't working.
Good for
and,
him.
And that was his choice because of, you know, his family, keeping them safe, keeping himself safe.
Himself safe, who, you know, he has a shit immune system
exactly.
due to leukemia.
So, for WWE to kind of come in and be like, nah, cut the shit out. Like, it's petty.
Not WWE, Vince.
Well, yes, but by proxy. Yeah. It's his company, so
yep.
There you go. And that's all I gotta say about that.
We have some Citra news.
All right, Tommy.
Oh, man. Fucking 2020. Two deaths. R.I.P. Fuck, I'm drawing a blank on her name. She played Mother of Thrones in Game of Thrones.
Mother of Thrones.
Thorns.
Yep.
In Game of Thrones.
Uh-huh. Oh, my Olenna God. Tyrell.
Thank you. Yes.
Character name.
She was also a Bond girl as well.
Right. I think she was also in the Avengers.
The show.
Avengers.
Yes,
Marvel's Avengers.
Or the one with Uma Thurman and
Ralph
Fiennes.
That is correct also, yes. Ralph Fiennes? Isn't it Ralph Fiennes? Fiennes? It's Fiennes?
I thought it was Ralph Fiennes.
Ralph Fiennes.
Whatever. See, Voldemort.
Yeah, you're right.
So, yeah, that sucks that, you know, she passed away, but, I mean, it's fucking 2020, so it's like a death, you know, deaths are, we're numb to them.
Right.
As shitty as it sounds. This one, though.
Diana Rigg.
Okay.
Rest in power.
Rest in power, yes. This one, though, is, hurts me a little bit.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, thank you, Roxy. Aw.
She knows
upset.
She knows you're hurting. Yep.
Norm Spence, who was the, most famous voice of Cyclops
sure,
in the
yes.
1990s
yep.
X-Men
yep.
animated series.
Also the fighting games. He was,
yes.
He voiced
yep.
too.
Yep.
Which is people don't remember, actually.
Yeah,
like,
he was like,
yes.
like I read Cyclops in the comics and I hear his voice. You know, his was, Gene!
I'm the same way with, Brian
obviously.
Christopher Murphy or whatever with Spider-Man.
Okay,
Spider-Man
and
series,
obviously Mark Hamill.
Oh, yeah, Mark Hamill, Kevin Conroy. Like, he's
exactly.
up there with a very iconic, animated
yeah.
superhero.
Yeah, it's just, God, 2020 just fucking blows. It really does.
So we got some notable nerd anniversaries, and we'd like to do this between the time we record... all the way to the time you're going to hear our lovely dulcet tones again. However, we did miss one, and Tom did bring it to my attention, that on the 12th in 1981 was the debut of Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends, which also, in turn, Tommy, is the debut of Firestar.
Which is fantastic, because we give Harley Quinn a lot of credit as being the first... character to transition from animated
Women.
Series
oh, right.
to comic book.
Right.
When it was actually Firestar. Not a lot of people know about Firestar.
No, you're right.
You know, right. she is actually a very cool character, very complicated character.
Mm-hmm. She's a mutant.
She is
got
a mutant.
Fire powers. Basically, they were going to use the Human Torch.
yeah.
in that show, but they couldn't get the rights. Plus, they were like, oh, a guy who's on fire all the time.
Yeah.
Probably not the best thing. Kids will light themselves on fire.
Yeah, I actually, like, I did a lot of deep reading mm-hmm. on her, and, like, fucking tragic, like, yeah, you know, like, I mean,
Maximum Carnage, I think, was my Maximum first time.
I mean, the cartoon was my first,
right.
was my introduction, so it was on, like, Saturday mornings. I remember watching it at my grandma's, so yeah, I mean, Firestar, you know, very cool, fiery redhead mutant,
sure,
another fiery redheaded mutant,
yeah, you know,
those muties love their redheads.
But just a couple things of note also in the video game world. I know we talked about it last episode on the 22nd in September. Is 2005, so that's 15 year anniversary of Ultimate Spider-Man, the video game.
Wow.
Yeah. Came out for GameCube, PS2, Xbox.
Still have never beat that fucking game.
I beat it a couple years ago for Replay May.
I hate the goddamn racing.
Oh, yeah, no, it's fucking awful. The final battle is bullshit also.
Is it?
Yes. But something that I am a new fan of that I think actually played and beat this year, if I remember correctly, on the 15th, so the day this episode drops, is the 5th anniversary of the game Undertale. So Toby Fox's almost anti-RPG, very minimalistic, but has a great story, great art, great music, came out in 2015.
Okay.
That's all I gotta say about that.
5 years.
As a new fan... to hopefully some old fans, I'm celebrating with y'all. And if you've never played the game, play the game. It's a fun romp.
Play the game.
And that's it for the notable nerdiversaries.
Okay, cool.
For the 15th through the 29th.
Very cool.
We got some Corona Mania, brother, to talk about. Corona is still running goddamn wild.
Oh my god,
yeah. You're gonna be hearing this a lot, unfortunately.
I know.
But we got some decent enough news to talk about.
Yes.
Decent in the sense that, like, it's notable.
Yes, exactly.
So, notable.
The Batman stops production because Robert Pattinson tested positive.
Yep, so get better, Robert Pattinson.
Yes.
Fucking... Interestingly enough, this whole thing started with a bat, and now Batman has coronavirus.
UX, if I had it done of a show, you have just become bar of that show for that joke. Yeah. The Rock, AJ Styles, Kevin Nash, all test positive for
AJ
corona.
Styles was just in on SmackDown, so I guess
this must have been, yeah, I mean, right, so, you gotta remember.
He probably tested positive at some point.
Exactly.
Right, but all that news broke around the same time.
Kicker is, like, The Rock, he put a video up of teaching his daughter how to wash her hands properly.
Okay.
And then him and his whole family get corona.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Sucks.
It does. It really does. Just, it's the worst.
Yeah.
No More Heroes 3 delayed to 2021
because of corona. Yeah. I mean, here we go. It's the breaking up of the workplace, basically. Like,
yeah.
You know, it's hard to get people on the same page. It's tough. And, I mean, we're going to have a console launch this entire, this year.
Yeah.
To hopefully kind of bring something into 2020.
Nope. 2021, you mean?
Well, this year, 2020.
Okay, yeah, I see what you mean now.
Also, Wonder Woman, the 84th Wonder Woman movie is been delayed to December 25th.
It's Christmas.
So, Christmas, yeah, very good.
Maybe it'll be a Christmas miracle. Though, the...
Santa, give me a vaccine, please. Well, I've been a good boy.
Well, that's the funny thing about a vaccine is that the... what is he? The director of the CDC, Anthony Fauci?
Yeah.
He has said that. He's like, yeah, even if there's a vaccine, that movie theaters aren't going to be safe for at least a year until that's released.
Yeah, no, I
understand. So it's just like, you know what? I honestly was getting tired of going to movie theaters anyway.
Sure.
Black Widow, due to corona, might
be shuffled around.
Premiere, Access Premiere. Which, I think that's something your boys might flip the 34.
I'd probably do I'd do a premium for that, sure.
Sure. So we could do a nice birthday special for, my 30th.
Hopefully, yeah. Your 30th? So, yeah, 10 years
40th.
Ago.
Shut up, dick. My 30th birthday.
I don't remember your 30th.
Oh, boy.
We might have to do a retrospective. We're not doing, like, party casts this year. We might have to do a retrospective.
Oh, my God. My 30th was... That was the one that I broke our friend's glasses because I punched him in the face.
Yeah, I remember that. We should just do like what the WWE does with their photo
the
shoot.
Or the timeline.
Yeah, just like
that was also show. Yeah, that was also the was that the night of the born fuck it? Or was that my 29th? I think 29th was born.
I don't remember. There's nobody know.
Yeah, no.
There's no way to know.
Yeah, I'll have to go into Fuckbook.
The Archives.
Yeah.
Is that it for Coronamania?
That is it for Coronamania.
And that officially does
do we have
it.
A big blitz?
For Blitzkrieg news. I mean, there's some big blitz. There's some notable stuff that goes on in your boys' lives. This is also a good catch up time.
Sure.
Cue the music! This is your Big Blitz Rude Boys Ketchup crossover special.
Crossover!
I fucking broke my hand.
This fucking guy just goes back to work.
I had a good couple bucket. Weeks, broke my hand. Don't give too much details on it because it's, you know, you got some, you know, some gears and wheels and the motion.
I ain't giving
whatever.
Details
on
this. Nobody's
listening to this anyway, but yeah. It's all legitimate. I have all doctor's notes and everything.
We listen to it.
So, yeah, that happened. And then I proposed to Bonnie. Yay!
Thank you. So, this actually does call
for... This was a long time coming. Yes. And I'm happy. She said yes. Let's just say that.
Thank God for that, because otherwise this Rude Boy special would be real awkward.
Yeah, it would be real sad.
Do a Rude Boy special with your boys.
Yes.
To celebrate... Chris and Bonnie's engagement.
Yes, thank you, Nation.
Was a long, you know, as you said, long time coming.
Yes,
I'm glad you asked me to be a part of it.
Yeah, so Tom filmed the whole thing. Thank you, Tommy.
Which was fucking hysterical because Bonnie had no idea that I was there.
Thank God, because Tom, like, what I had in mind was just you. Like, you didn't have to leave your car. You could have just filmed it. And then, like, as long as it's like, hey, there's the video proof that it happened.
Right.
There it is.
But the thing is, that all got thrown out the window because it was downpouring.
It started raining.
Which is why, Nation, I don't know if you noticed, I sound a little congested. I think, like, I might have caught a cold, like, from that, you know, because I was, you know, running myself down because I was, sure. because I was, you know, I was on vacation that
yeah,
week.
Were,
so,
yeah, you were,
so I was at,
had some liquid
know.
Medicine.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
I mean, I feel great, you know.
Sure.
Nothing like that, but, right. like, honestly, like, just the fact that, like, you know, Bonnie had no idea that I was
Bonnie
there.
Bonnie had no idea. Tom came
and I was filming over your shoulder.
Window. Yep, car window light and everything. She had no idea.
Yeah.
I think she just assumed that it was a car or something. Like, she did not know where that light was coming from. Thank God. But we got the video. She said yes.
No, which is great.
Date pending. You know, we haven't gotten that far. It's only been a week and a half or something It's been just a short amount of time.
Yeah, I mean, I can't tell you how happy I can't tell you enough how happy I am for you guys because you know I mean I've you know been there for you guys you know from the infancy of your relationship which you know if anyone remembers the you know the fuck it picture
that
shows
that,
up on every birthday it developed from that and you know seriously I am you guys deserve each other, and, you know,
Thank you, Tommy.
I'm fucking just ecstatic for you, too.
Thank you, Tommy.
You're very
appreciate
welcome.
That. I'm ecstatic for me, too.
I would hope so.
Yeah, it was a long time coming. It needed to be official. We were together I proposed to her on our 11th year anniversary. We've been together for 11 years, probably, and change, you know, before we made it official.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was just a long time coming.
Sure.
And it's just a matter of making it official, you know?
Yeah.
And we're engaged. Sorry, ladies. Sorry, gents, also. Stay the hell away from my fiance. But, yeah.
There what about you?
listen, I'm always married to the nation. No.
Yeah. No.
Sorry, nation. If she says no, no. Sorry.
But yeah. Boss. Nah, you guys are fucking sickeningly adorable together.
Best fudging couple. Yeah.
Yeah, you guys really are. Like, definitely, if I've ever seen anyone that. Two people that deserve each other, it's you two.
We are the best goddamn couple there ever is, there ever was, and there ever will be. All other couples pale in comparison to what Bonnie and I have, all right? So anyone is just vying for second place. And you know what? Just pack it in, all right? You ain't coming at us or close to us. We're the best fudging couple.
I don't know. Me and my left hand may have to...
You guys are inseparable since you were 12 or 13, so you guys have that on me.
And I've never proposed to her.
Well, you guys are living in sin. What can I say?
Look, you know
what? There's a whole lot of sin going on where I'm looking at right now.
But yes. So let's, Nation, let's do a Rude Boy special.
Let's do a Rude Boy special. I'm going to try to navigate this with one working hand. Yes. My left hand, too. So good luck. It's like fucking idle hands. I didn't clink. I'm sorry. Hang on. Here we go. Clink. Damn, that's good JMO.
It really is, man. I haven't had JMO in a long ass time.
It's pretty good, yeah.
Whew.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
So we're still doing this, right? Okay, catch
up
time.
Yeah, well, Chris, what else have you been up to besides becoming a...
Becoming a man.
Becoming a...
Adult?
Yeah, I guess adult.
Yeah, well
I was going to say...
We throw that word around a lot here at Golden Boys Power Plus.
We're... adults, not adults.
Oh, God. Adults. Exactly. Monty and I watched through the entire second season of What We Do in the Shadows.
How was it?
Great. Awesome. Keeps the same caliber of just funny stuff. It's jokes. It's good stuff.
Great.
I actually just rewatched the first two episodes of season one. It's a phenomenal show.
It really, I mean, phenomenal show, phenomenal movie.
I think it might beat the movie. The movie is great concept, but I think what the show does, the show obviously has more, the show has hours more worth of content to
because
build
it
upon.
Because it can.
They're introducing witches and trolls and
oh,
other,
really?
Like, yeah,
okay,
other,
cool,
like,
cool,
you know,
cool. Spoiler.
Monsters and stuff like that, and it's keeping the same respect to all that stuff.
Neato.
Other than that, I mean, we'll talk about some Mario stuff coming up. Broken hand, can't really play a whole lot of games, which I'm really annoyed about, but what are you gonna do? You know what, shout out to the Switch and its firmware update. I think it was like 10.0 or some shit like that, where you can do customizable controls. And I was playing Animal Crossing New Horizons with just the left Joy-Con, because you're able to kind of remap the buttons. And I can hold the Pro Controller fairly easily. I just can't do I can't do Xenoblade. I can't do Bonnie of all people are in a Fortnite. I can't play that game because it's just the quick movement and the Twitch controls. I can't do that.
I bet you wish you had a Switch Lite at this point.
Who?
A Switch Lite, a Nintendo Switch Lite.
No, that'd be too small. I can't do that.
Yeah.
I'm saying like the Pro Controller size, like or the PS4 DualShock or whatever.
So the size
like,
is just right.
Yeah, it just kind of fits just right in my hand.
Good.
But like the slower games, I'm fine with. You know what I mean? I played a little bit of Super Mario Brothers, which we'll talk about. Can do that on the Nintendo Entertainment System, Nintendo Switch Online thingy.
Mm-hmm.
Can do that because it's just two goddamn buttons.
Yep.
That's pretty much it. That's all I've been up to. Tommy, what have you been up to?
I've been watching a bunch of shit.
I see that. What do you got?
I watched this documentary on HBO Max called Class Action Park.
Yes. Heard about this.
Huh?
Heard about this.
Yeah. It's like Action Park was this theme park. It was a water theme park that was in Vernon, New Jersey, I believe. And it was just like... it was a fucking hole, man. Like, people died in this, like...
right.
In this fucking place. You know, people died. Did so many lawsuits. Like I said, it's on HBO Max. Nation, definitely check it out. It's like an hour 45.
An hour and hour 45 are two very different things.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Not what you've been drinking.
Well, sure. But that point, it's just time travel at that point.
But it kind of, like, reminds me of, like, watching, like, some of the rides that were on there. I don't know. Chris, have you ever been to a Splish Splash?
Yeah.
It reminds me of Splish Splash.
Well, that's not really good.
Like, I was just kind of like, man, this fucking place is a hole.
Sure.
Like, because I went to Splish Splash once.
Okay.
And
a couple years.
Yeah. And I was walking around. I was like, this place... I'm sure there's a dead body under the water here.
Yeah.
They had this thing called like the cannonball shoot.
We talking Splish Splash?
No. Action Park.
Action Park. Sorry.
Where they had like it, there was a loop.
Uh-huh.
At you know, before it shot you out. But the thing is, you wouldn't get enough speed on the loop, and people were coming out with like lacerations.
Jesus Christ, okay.
And it turned out that like people were like busting their teeth, so like they were getting cut up by people's teeth.
Uh-huh.
Someone died getting electrocuted because they had this ride called the Kayak Experience.
Okay.
And they had, Chris, you in your profession should know this, they had live wires exposed in the water.
Mm-hmm.
So this way it created like the rapids feel. And some guy fell out.
Yeah, that makes a lot of fucking sense.
Well, there were fans. Like, under the water, but there was exposed wires. Uh-huh. Some guy fell out and got electrocuted.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so hard to believe that would have happened.
They had this one ride called, like, the Alpine, like...
Oh, the Alpine Slide?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm familiar with Alpine Slides.
And there was, like... And there was this kid that, like, hit it.
Uh-huh.
He went... And apparently, those like, the brakes never worked. For it, this kid hit like a jump going like 75 miles per hour,
uh-huh.
And he hit a rock, like instant dead.
Excellent.
I
mean, not excellent. Sorry for your loss.
Yeah, but like honestly, check it out. It's fucked up. Like the shit.
Sounds fucked up.
Like the guy that ran the place and owned the place was such a prick, and there was a family that, like, actually celebrated when he died.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, well, the guy, apparently, he was a dirtbag.
Oh,
anyway.
I guess that makes it okay?
Yeah, absolutely it does. Oh, fuck right. That guy.
Okay.
I also watched the part one of season 5 of Lucifer.
Okay.
Lucifer, it used to be on Channel 5.
Okay.
And it's about, you know, the devil leaves hell. And the devil is played by Tom Ellis. I've talked about Lucifer.
You have,
on,
yes. This sounds very familiar.
And this, you know, season 5 was great. I don't want to give too much away because it just dropped.
Uh huh.
So, you know, I'm just leave it at, you know, watch Lucifer. It's okay. Really good. I also have watched a season and a half of Cobra Kai on Netflix.
Okay.
This was on YouTube. This is the continuation of pretty much The Karate Kid.
Right.
Johnny Lawrence, who is the guy that Danny LaRusso beat in the first Karate Kid.
Okay.
With the illegal head kick.
Sure.
He reopens the dojo of Cobra Kai.
Okay.
And they get all the original cast members, too.
Oh, that's cool.
Like, I just passed an episode where they had all of Johnny's friends in there. And it was just like, wow, I'm glad these guys aren't doing anything. Ralph Macchio's in it.
I'm glad they got work.
You know, so, like, you see Ralph Macchio, like, Daniel LaRusso's kids, they're involved. So is Johnny Lawrence's son. He's uh-huh. involved. It's a really cool show. I mean, Chris, I asked you if you're going to watch it.
I told you no, straight up.
You should check it out.
Okay.
I did finish The Strain, so you will never hear about that again. I know.
You'll keep telling me about
much
it.
Much to Bonnie's dismay.
Right. Oh yeah.
Like you know, a lot of shows, you know, a lot of show endings are kind of garbage.
Uh huh.
This show ending actually wasn't too bad.
Good.
It was actually a good show ending. I enjoyed it. I also watch Jojo Rabbit.
Okay, this is the Tequila Wakanda joint, right?
Yes. I don't want to say too much because I definitely would like you to watch it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm kind of interested because when we were looking up what we're doing, the Shadow stuff...
I think you can only rent it on Amazon or some shit.
Yeah, or I think it was on HBO.
It is on HBO Max, right. But you say you're having issues with HBO.
That's just me.
I do want to... Like I said... I don't want to give too much. I did give you a disclaimer of it.
Yep.
So, you know, please give Bonnie that disclaimer as well.
Sure.
So, it doesn't surprise her, and I somehow, it's my fault.
Right. Yeah, it's usually
it's. I know. But that, and that's all I've been up to. I mean, play-wise, I've just been...
You're fucking around with Diablo, I know that.
Fucking around with Diablo 3 at 1 in the morning, because insomnia has been kicking in. Such a great game. It really is. Like, I cannot wait for Diablo 4, but Diablo 3, like, I'll probably triple dip. I'll probably get this for, PS4.
Okay.
That is all I've been up to.
And that's all you boys have been up to.
Wahoo! The Road Boys talking about Mario! It's a Mario 35th anniversary! Wahoo!
Shut up!
Let's-a-go!
Oh, God. Fucking Mario. Just fucking drop down a hole or something.
Okay. Or well, you know pipe. This is our big Mario Madness episode, right?
I know. But sometimes...
really, you gotta...
Sometimes I'm on the... Hey!
Roxy, get away from that.
Sometimes
you're
I'm
not
on
old
the...
enough.
Sometimes... Eh, she's plenty old enough.
No, she's not. She's only 15.
Times 7.
That's not math.
Yes, it is.
All right, is this the fucking Dog Years episode? This is the Mario episode.
We're talking
about... What did I just say? Talking about dogs. Talking about Mario.
Yes.
So 35 years
ago, man.
This month, a little game called Super Mario Brothers came out to the Nintendo Entertainment System.
Yes.
Which actually wasn't a launch game. Well, the NES launch is a little nebulous. They did like a soft launch in New York City of that year, and then it wide release at some point.
Yep.
Only the black box games at the time, so like your pro wrestling, mm-hmm. your tennis, golf, you know, those fucking things.
Sure.
But Super Mario Bros. Obviously was the big turning point, taking this little character from Donkey Kong and Mario Brothers.
Donkey Kong.
And made it a platforming thing that has lasted generations. It is a franchise to be beat, probably one of the most popular franchises, if not the most popular franchise.
What about Sonic?
Sonic, I have to say to a lesser extent. I probably put him up there with Pokemons.
Yeah.
I mean, the kids know their Fortnites now, but everybody loves Mario. Everybody knows Mario.
Absolutely.
How do you want to do this, Tommy? Do you want to just talk about our first Mario memories? And then
sure, we'll try and go by.
I'm going to do this off the top of the dome.
Kind of like I did last episode.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. So, you know, I'm going to...
Let's do Mario. What's your first Mario game?
Super Mario Brothers.
Okay.
I do, you know, I remember... I think I was at a family gathering.
Uh-huh.
And they had, you know, the NES.
Mm-hmm.
Or known as... No, I won't do it.
No, jump over this table and smash you with this cast.
Yeah, right. Oh, God. Bob Orton. and, you know, playing, you know, Super Mario Brothers, and, you know, one of the, fondest memories that, you know, I talked to my brother before, recording.
Okay, cool.
And so I was...
A little bit of Rude Nation getting in on this.
And I was just like, what are your fondest memories?
Sure.
And he was just like, finding the warps in Super Mario Brothers.
Nice.
When you find the cheat in stage 1-2, and you just run across the top, drop, and you can warp to any world.
Right.
I
know, real quick, for my story with Super Mario Brothers, I did admit to this on the Rude Boys Top 10, but the first time I played through the entirety of Super Mario Brothers was actually not too long ago. And I did a warpless run, because like I wanted to, if I was going to do it, I want to see at levels I might never have, because I would always do the warp, I would always warp to world 4, I believe, whatever. Because
that's like halfway through,
like 2,
right?
Because it's
what,
8? 8 levels,
yep.
8 worlds. And like, you know, I just wanted to see the whole thing, and it wasn't that hard. And believe you me, Nation, it's 2020, and I abused the shit out of the rewind feature. And we missed jump. I'm like, fuck that. Rewind.
Let me
redo.
Yeah.
I'm in a cast. All right,
Nation. Let me put it this way. Trying to sit there and play games that I played when I was a kid.
Sure.
Is some of the
when you had the patience of a saint. I'm sure.
Well, paint.
Well, you never had the patience, I'm saying.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't have the patience of the saint now. I'll put it this way.
I would.
So you're going back to playing Contra or Super C, you're going to be just like, I'm going to punch myself through a wall.
No, I actually find that relaxing.
You are
Mario.
A masochist.
Mario, I find more aggravating than going back and playing Contra.
Sure.
But this isn't the Contra cast
right
now.
Contra cast.
Like,
so,
It's just like, you know, I remember, like, I would purposely get, you know, two Bowser or Bowser, you know.
King Koopa. Yeah. Yes, I understand what you mean. When,
spoiler alert. When I could get shrunken down and then just hit the axe when I'm invulnerable for that, like,
I understand. All right.
5 seconds.
That's some pro level thinking. Don't get me wrong, because you got those in, infinity frames or whatever. Exactly. Yes.
And let me put it this way. This actual Super Mario Brothers has brought my hatred of water levels. Fucking hate water levels because of this game.
Sure. Well, fun fact that
I never understood how fireballs still work in water.
Yeah, it's a fucking magic. Yeah, it's a fucking fairy tale, guy. I don't want to tell you. But fun fact: the mechanics and the physics behind the water levels in Super Mario Brothers are actually taken from Balloon Fight.
Really?
That floaty sort of like like balloon action. I don't want to tell you.
Yeah.
But yeah, Super Mario Brothers. That's a great first memory to have.
It really is.
I'm a Super Nintendo kid, so we'll talk about my memories in a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But I'm gonna try to do this off the top of the dome. As far as let's talk about, we're talking about the Super Mario Brothers series.
Sure.
And I'm gonna touch upon any sort of Mario games that we want to hit upon. So in that generation with the NES, you had Super Mario Brothers, Super Mario Brothers 2, also known as Doki Doki Panic.
Yeah,
Super Mario Brothers USA.
Now, did you play that when it?
No.
Okay.
That was actually the first Mario game I've ever seen, though.
Okay.
My cousin had an NES, and they rented that game, and that was the first Mario game I saw.
Yeah, I mean, I remember...
never played it. Was too young to touch an NES at the time.
I got the NES. My brother got the NES the day after St. Patrick's Day, where we were living. Yeah. He was walking to school. He found a $100 bill in the gutter.
Luck of the Irish.
He goes to whatever toy store we live near. Got an NES with the starter kit that came with the zap gun.
Sure.
You know, talked about this on the Rude Boys Top 10. The dual cartridge that had Duck Hunt and Super Mario. Super Mario Brothers. So, yeah, I mean, that was like my first.
Right. Your first Mario.
I had Atari, but whatever. But
games don't count before.
Yes, anyway. And then we got we also got Super Mario Brothers 2, I think, for one of our birthdays, and
Mario Madness.
Yes, I remember. I as a younger brother, I always favored Luigi.
Yeah.
As
an adult, I favor Luigi too.
Oh, absolutely.
I think Luigi has grown. Mario is an avatar for the player, the characters. They put their own emotions into him.
Right.
Whereas the other members of the Mario universe, they're able to kind of bounce around a little bit.
Sure.
Like, obviously, thanks to Luigi's games like Luigi's Mansion, you're able to get a little more personality out of a color-swapped Mario, basically. Out of a green Mario. Like, he's a scaredy cat.
Yeah.
He tries very hard. He's in his brother's shadow. And you know what? That's great. Mario
and
is
a
do-gooder.
As a younger brother, that, you know, that hits home.
So I'd imagine it'd be... So let's go hand-in-hand with that. Let's take a shot, Tom.
Sure.
All right? So I took a picture of this. It did not come as good as possible, but we've got two different shots going on right now here.
Okay.
We've got a Mario shot and a Luigi shot.
Well, I'm going to take the Luigi shot.
Okay, no problem. The Luigi
Unless you want it, because you love green.
I do love green, as
so
you can see.
Do you
want to
swap?
We're good. So both shots, so the green shot is Midori, melon liqueur, topped with blue curacao.
Okay.
So, attempted layer, but the Midori's
whatever.
A little too thin. This, the Mario shot, is grenadine, because the other liquor I had was too thin, and blue curacao. So, it looks really a nice layer. See? Bomb? Fiancé?
Beautiful.
Beyonce? Yeah. Bonsi?
Bar?
I don't know.
Just call me Bonnie.
Bonnie.
Yeah.
Cheers. Super Mario. Wahoo! Here we go. Oof, that is way sweet. Blah, 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 blah. That's straight up syrup.
That tastes like fucking rum alcohol.
Oh, good. I'm glad. How? It's melon liqueur and blue curacao.
I don't know. It tastes like rum alcohol.
Probably should use something else.
Anyway, so still good. I'll do another.
Okay. Do you see how long that take me to make with one fucking workable hand?
Well, you asked for help.
That's true. I didn't stop it.
One of the creepiest things about Super Mario Brothers 2 was the fucking, like, bird mouth that would open and you walk into the bird mouth. And you're just like, oh, that's just really creepy.
It was a weird game. So, I mean, this is a, I don't want to even call it an urban legend, but I feel like almost everybody has heard this story before, where Super Mario Brothers 2 in Japan, also known as The Lost Levels out here in America, was, quote-unquote, too hard for Americans. So what they did was they took another Nintendo game in the form of Doki Doki Panic, which was this weird game that actually had, like, licensing issues. It was actually based off some radio show or some shit. I don't know. And they just put Mario characters into it.
Okay.
And that is our Super Mario Bros. 2. So Super Mario Bros. 2 is known as Super Mario Bros. USA in Japan. Yep. But a lot of the stuff came out of it. Like, obviously, you got Birdo. You've got Bombs are the first. Shy Guys are
it's also
first
the
that game.
First one where you have... four different types of characters to choose from.
That is correct, yes.
You had Mario, who was like kind of the...
All around.
All around. Yep. Luigi, who had a little bit of a glide because his legs would go...
Yeah, he had the best jump.
Princess Toadstool, who, you know, floaty. Yep. And Toad, who was like kind of the muscle.
He was like the fast one.
Yeah. Like he would pick things up. Yes. Yeah, exactly.
And actually, all these attributes get reused in Super Mario 3D World.
Yes.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
And obviously, I think
Ninjak
Luigi with his
was
jump,
in it.
Yeah, the Ninjai or whatever
yeah,
they're called.
Ninjak.
Yeah, you're right, yeah. Yeah, they're still around. That's Super Mario Brothers 2. Super Mario Brothers 3 is actually one of Bonnie's
mm-hmm. yeah.
favorite games.
Yes, absolutely.
She knows where the warp whistles are, all the hidden blocks.
Yeah.
It blows my mind.
And that was the...
I've been playing it since I was little, so...
And that was the first one where Animagus is... were introduced, where you could turn into animals.
You're right, yeah. I mean, they put suits on, but yeah, I understand where you're coming from. Well, I mean, the raccoon leaf is really kind of like... It
was the first one where you could fly.
Everything else is kind of a suit. Yeah, you're right. But those are the first three Mario games. Obviously, Lost Levels is technically an NES game. But obviously, the NES also had, you know, games like Dr. Mario, Wrecking Crew, Pinball.
But we're not talking
Mario
about
was in. Well, I understand. I said I was going to talk about other Mario games. All right, we're going to breeze past it. These are Mario memories, my man.
He's yelling at me.
Say that a lot of M's. He was the referee in Punch Out. He was the referee in tennis. Like he
Punch
was
out,
everywhere.
Man.
Mario is Nintendo's mascot, and it's seen strongest on the NES, I think, because every time they get it, you know, that's
yeah.
what it is. That's Mario, baby. Let's move real quick to the Game Boy. Because we're trying to go in order here. So it starts with Super Mario Land.
You know how I feel about this game.
We did talk about this on Rude Boys Top 10.
I think I've talked about this several times.
Refresh my memory.
You know, I remember playing this at, you know, we had a Game Boy. But the Game Boy would live at my grandmother's. And we would play when we would go over there because, you know... Wanted to focus on schoolwork, which
right.
fine, whatever, cool, whatever.
School's for fools.
Huh?
School's for fools.
No, it's not. School is for...
Chumps.
No, school is for successful people. You're
right.
successful. You're a lot more... You're the most successful in this
school.
Area.
Fine.
So, I love this game. Like, I remember, like, just going, like, stage for stage. With, like, you know, my brother and my uncles. Very odd that the Fireball picked up coins.
Fireball, yeah, it was like a Super Bowl or something like that. It was a weird Mario game.
And that was the only game that did that, I think.
That is correct. And the Super Bowl only ever showed up again in Super Mario Maker 2
uh-huh.
on the Switch. Because you got, like, a little bit of a Super Mario Land skin on that.
Sure.
Some great music out of that game.
The submarine.
I
love it.
Airplane scene in that.
Yep.
He fights a space alien named Tatanga. Bring back
Tatanga.
Not Tatanga. Not Topanga. Tatanga.
Topanga.
Also the introduction of Princess Daisy.
Ugh.
Wow.
Daisy. Right. I don't like Daisy.
Alright, that's fine. You're allowed to not
I'm
like...
always... I've always been more partial to Peach, because that's
sure.
who I grew up with.
Bonnie's not a fan of Rosalina.
Whoever the fuck that bitch is, I just hate her in Mario Kart.
That's true, yeah.
She came from Galaxy.
Well, true, yeah, but she's like a Mario staple pretty much ever since.
So you didn't like Daisy either for some reason.
I like Peach.
No, I thought you didn't like Daisy, though.
I like Peach.
Yeah, I know. You're like me. Like...
Who else? Who are these people? I don't know these people.
Exactly.
Like Peach. Peach is the
Daisy is Luigi's
princess.
Girl.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much kind of like the canon that goes on.
Yeah.
They had canon for a lot of
stuff.
But other Game Boy games, Mario was in Alleyway. Super Mario Land 2, which I really like. A very good visual upgrade from Super Mario Land. No. A lot of the Super NES stuff, no. It's a fucking stone cold fact, my man. Like, you look at Mario and Super Mario Land versus Super Mario Land 2, you're gonna be like, okay, it looks a lot better in Super Mario Land 2.
I like Super Mario Land.
I don't, alright, you like what you like, okay? That's fine. You're allowed to look at that. Other games like Mario's Picross, which is puzzly stuff. Also with Dr. Mario for the Game Boy.
Yep. Oh man, the Game Boy. God, the Game Boy was so good.
It was great, man. We're gonna talk about the Game Boy again.
Oh, we are?
Don't worry. Well, yeah, Game Boy line kept on going for a little bit.
Did it?
Yes. Let's talk about the Super Nintendo. So the Super Nintendo was my first real foray into Mario games.
Sure.
So when my family moved out to Long Island...
You're giving our location away.
Yes, you're right.
Now the nation knows where to stalk us. Please stalk me.
I was basically granted 3 wishes. I guess that was like something like just like so the family parents would be like, oh, we're sorry, we're moving you out of shithole Queens. Like, let's give you some gifts.
We're uprooting you. Here you go.
one of them was a Super Soaker 200, which was the state of the art.
Was that the backpack?
No, that was 300. The Super Soaker had like the 2 tanks on the barrel.
Yeah,
the stock.
See, whatever the fuck. See, I was poor, so I had the Super Squirter, and it like went. It was like 4 gallons of water on my back, and I remember running around my neighborhood like I can't run.
I mean, life was a simpler time when technology went. When you knew the Super Soaker XL was out, you're like, holy shit, this is top of the line.
Anyway, we'll do a Super Soaker episode next. Super Soaker episode.
But one of the other gifts that I asked for was an NES, because my cousin had it, like I mentioned. I was a big fan of Duck Hunt, and I wanted to get into it. And this is one of the fun facts, or the fun times, rare times, when you ask for something from your parents, and they get you the wrong thing, but it works out, because they got me a Super Nintendo.
Perfect.
And it came packaged in with Super Mario World. And, I mean, my mind was blown at the time. Super Mario World was fantastic. I remember basically dragging my brother-in-law down to the den to play this game, because I was a kid. So I'm like, just like, play this game for me and, like, let me watch you play it. And, yeah, he would, and we beat the game, or he beat the game. I remember taking a fucking camera picture of the television screen. Like we all used to do, the flash hit the CRT,
and like rewinding it.
No, it wasn't even that. It was actual film. You had to go get the belt. Not a disposable.
Oh, like, not a disposable. See, I love disposables. Yeah, like, oh my god.
All right, we're getting all nostalgic.
We really
for all the wrong things.
Well, we're talking about Mario. Maybe. So Mario and nostalgia intertwine.
Very good. But Super Mario World, one of my first real games, one of my favorite games, really, for that point.
I'm in the process of playing it right now.
I know Switch. For March 10th, Mario Day, I replayed it, and I got like 93 out of 96 exits, all straight off of memory. Fuck you, Mike Brennan, for kind of raising your nose in my face. Ooh, you didn't get the Chocolate Island 3 exit, like, whatever, dude.
Yeah,
I think look that up. All
right? I think I'm on World 2 right now.
Donut Plains, good shit. And then just to do a quick epilogue on Super Mario World, when they re-released it for the Game Boy Advance as Super Mario Advance 2, Super Mario World, my nephew, so my brother's son.
Obviously, that's how that works.
That is how that works, yes. But the same brother that I would drag down to play this game forced me to play that game for him.
Good.
So there you go. The circle of life continues. The circle of Mario.
Circle
of Mario. Wahoo!
Super Mario World introduced one of my most hate. Was it Super Mario World?
Speaking. And say it.
The board's moving behind you. Or was
they
that 3?
Started scrolling in 3.
Yeah. I think I really got stuck on it with World though.
Sure.
And I fucking hate those boards, like, to the point where it makes me want to put a hole in the wall.
Right. Like, I understand. I get kind of real, I don't want to say anxious, but, like, to this day of just, like, big jumps I got to make, ice levels, sky levels, because of just, like, the, oh my god, I'm going to fall, oh my god, I'm going to fall. Like, as a kid, it freaked me out, so.
Yoshi.
First
introduction
of Yoshi.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, a member of the Rune Nation said Yoshi is one of their favorite things from the Mario series. Okay. You know.
Want to name drop him or you don't have to?
You know, very big into dinosaurs and such, so. Okay. At the time, so.
Okay, cool. Yeah. All right, keep anonymous, it's fine. But yeah, Yoshi's big part, which lead into the sort of sequel, not really, maybe sort of, Yoshi's Island, also known as Super Mario World 2. Great game. We don't have to get into it. It's more of a Yoshi game, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
In the same sense, we're not going to talk about Wario games or Donkey Kong games. Like, all of this is part of the big Mario umbrella, but, you know, that's still a great game on its own, and it's on the Nintendo Switch Online. So, if you haven't played it, check it out. It's probably, it's a really good version of it. But other Mario games that got their start on the Super Nintendo, we got to talk about Super Mario Kart. So, the Kart series got its start on Super Nintendo. And I remember playing this with my cousin, like I mentioned on the top 10, nonstop. Like, that was the fucking jam. In my personal opinion, there are better kart games, but that was the start.
What, there were 8 characters, I believe?
Yes. Yes. Mario, Luigi, Toad, Princess, Bowser, Koopa Troopa, Donkey Kong Jr., Yoshi.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Married.
Very nice. Yep. Very nice. It's so fucking amazing that you're getting married.
Yay.
Yay.
Yep.
Another series that got its start really is the RPG series. So
never played them.
They're if you're into RPGs and you love Mario, there's no better marriage.
Okay.
So
except for you and Bonnie.
Oh, you're right. Best fudging couple, like I fucking said to the nation. So Squaresoft and Nintendo basically came together to make an RPG with Mario. And it was very, very ambitious. It's a great game. As someone who doesn't play RPGs, this is probably one of the 8 RPGs I've ever played in my life. Super Mario RPG, Legend of the Seven Stars, I believe. It's got this weird, like, pseudo 3D isometric perspective. It introduces characters like Geno, which people still are clamoring for to come to Super Smash Brothers. Mallow. Well, Tom, there's not enough time in the episode to talk about Geno and Mallow.
Well, I don't know. Right? Metallica was 3.5 hours. That's true. We can make this 3.5.
I don't know. We can't. Okay. But there's the first time that Mario and Bowser started teaming up. Peach was part of the party.
Huh.
It was very cool. Like, it's basically a Final Fantasy game in the Mario universe. And instead of swords and shields, it's basically hammers and fireballs. So, it's a fun game. I really wish it came to the Nintendo Switch Online. I hope it does, because I think it's
they
it's
did
it's a
put
game.
They put All Stars.
Sure, and I think it's on the Nintendo Switch. I'm sorry, the Super Nintendo Classic. I believe Super Mario RPG is on there. There's no way to know, but
I'm not hooked up to your Wi-Fi on my Switch.
Okay, cool. Another thing to mention that you talked about, Mario All-Stars, we talked about on Blitzkrieg. So
yeah, which I never played.
It's really good. So, as someone who really kind of missed the NES generation growing up, that was my way to play Super Mario Brothers 1, 2, 3, okay. And the Lost Levels. That was the first time.
Okay, cool.
And
so, it was just a collection of games.
It was just a collection of games. However, it really did set the bar as far as remakes go, especially back in the 90s, because they redid the entire games. New Super Nintendo-style graphics, 16-bit music, the whole shebang. These basically are like, I don't want to call them brand new games, but they're like how we have Final Fantasy VII versus Final Fantasy VII Remake. Like basically that game made in 2020, 2019, this generation, that's what they did for those 4 games. They basically re-sprited it, re-music, everything.
Interesting.
Definitely worth a shot, especially if you have that nostalgia for the NES. Yeah, definitely check it out. Those versions were kind of reused and repurposed for the Game Boy Advance. When we talk about that, should we talk about it now? No, we're not going to. Because what other Super Nintendo games came out for Mario? Mario is missing. Oof, that point in history.
Paper Mario?
No, not Paper Mario, no. Mario is missing. That was, you played as Luigi, and you had to find Mario. Because Mario got kidnapped by Bowser. It was like an edutainment title. It's kind of notorious for being like, it's kind of weird.
So,
Mario's Time Machine, same thing.
Alright, so we're pretty much done with Super Nintendo, is what
I
you're
guess
saying.
So?
Yeah.
Huh. I mean, yeah, I mean, obviously a lot more series has got their go on there. I'm looking right at Mario Paint, so I love the shit out of Mario Paint.
Oh, I remember that came with the mouse and the pad.
Came with the mouse and the pad, yep. I remember when that came out, I was all about it. I think I dropped it, but whatever. Hey, I had some great memories with Mario Paint. But, I mean, you know, obviously the Donkey Kong Country series got to start there. Yoshi's Island got to start there. We're not talking about those, though.
No, we're not. We're moving on. I don't know why you keep bringing non-Mario stuff up.
Let's talk about the little in-between system, the Virtual Boy. And I'm just going to mention Mario Clash, which is kind of like a Mario Brothers 3D remake. Oh, and Mario Tennis, the first Mario Tennis game. So when people talk about, oh, I love the first Mario Tennis that came out for the N64. Technically,
we're going to move on to...
That's for Will.
We're gonna move on.
You listen. Yeah. Me out.
We're gonna
Will.
We're gonna move on to the Nintendo 64.
We're gonna move on to the Nintendo
64. Nintendo 64 has, you know, Super Mario 64 has a lot of nostalgia for me.
Right. Which we've mentioned.
Sure.
And you've never played. You never beat it, right?
I personally never beat it. I watch other people beat it. Mm. I don't...
Whatever you're into, Tom.
I don't beat games. Uh-huh. I pay people to beat games for me.
Oh, God. All right.
Get
that checkbook ready on the 18th.
Yeah.
Or whatever you pick it up, I don't know.
Or you'll just do it for me, because you're my friend.
Yeah.
But
Super Mario 64 Revolution.
Absolutely.
The video games, the
you know,
for the
stretch,
first...
Stretching his face in the title screen, jumping through the portraits, yeah, it's just first 3D Mario game.
Yeah.
Which was kind of like, whoa, okay, this is what we're doing now.
Outside of Virtual Boy, but yeah. You know what I mean.
You know, this is what we're doing right now. Virtual Boy doesn't mean shit to me because I never owned one. I never played Virtual Boy. So it don't mean shit.
You need like 20 minutes with a Virtual Boy and you just be like, cool.
Yeah,
we've
seen me on Virtual Reality.
Yeah. Oh, it's definitely not the same. It's totally not the same.
Again. Nope.
Okay, that's fine. But yeah, Super Mario 64, mm-hmm. Revolution, brought basically, it was the first great 3D adaptation from the 2D era into the 3D era. Like, games, you lost a lot of games. Like, I mean,
yeah.
Castlevania, if they did not stick with their Symphony of the Night route, would have been done. Because all their eggs would have been in that basket.
Yep.
Sonic really had a rough start into 3D, and really until, like, the Dreamcast. Let's not even talk about Bubsy.
Yeah.
He didn't make it.
No, he didn't.
But Super Mario 64, still to this day. I mean, that's why Nintendo's re-releasing it, because it's a fucking masterpiece. Speaking of masterpieces, Mario Kart 64. I got to talk about that. I think that's one of my favorite Mario Karts.
Mm-hmm.
To this day, the battle mode is fantastic. The N64 had 4 controller ports, so automatically, you're ready to
chaos.
Roll multiplayer style.
I fucking remember just... So much chaos was happening.
We did a whole 64 episode. We don't really need to go into it. All
right.
Episode 64.
Yelling at me again.
It's the only way you listen. All
right. So, also, you know, there's Mario Tennis.
Mario Tennis, yep. First,
which was the
Waluigi.
Only Mario Tennis that I know.
Yeah. No, that's fair. Mario Tennis on Virtual Boy was a blip. Mario Tennis on N64 was where
Virtual
shit
Boy was
got
a
started.
Blip.
Virtual Boy was a blip, yes. You're right. You're also right about that.
Mario
Golf, too, also. In addition...
You mean Mario Golf.
Golf.
Not Mario Golf 2.
Correct. Mario Golf as well.
There you go.
Okay. I'm glad you understand. Got its real, real start on the N64.
Yep.
Again, there were golf games with Mario in it. Those don't count. We're talking about Mario Golf as a franchise. Mario Party as a franchise got its start on N64. Mario Parties 1, 2, and 3. Fun fact, Mario Party 1, in addition to blistering up my palms because you had to roll the fucking control stick to go on a bike to scare ghosts, just made your hands palm bloody, man. Like,
your hands
fucking
palm
stigmata.
Bloody.
I'm enraged. The memories are flooding back to me.
Mario Party was also the reason that I don't talk to a lot of people anymore. Mario Party definitely ruined a lot of,
Mario Party, it's a rough, Mario Party's a rough go.
It ruined a lot of, friendships that I made in high school.
Sure.
That I thought, were for life, and then Mario Party came out, and, it all started when, you know, I took a controller and I tried to choke someone out for fucking trying to beat me and really? Trying to cheat me.
Yeah, the whole thing with Mario Party was that, like, I didn't have a whole lot of good friends growing up. I would just play Mario Party by myself. To the point that my Mario Party story was me getting... Aww. Yeah, I know. Aww. I don't have an aww on here.
Aw, man. I would crack a beer. That's close. I'd crack a beer for you, but there's only one left.
Yeah, you can have a ton.
Okay.
Yeah,
don't
so...
Don't gotta tell me twice.
My Mario Party story is me playing Mario Party by myself, and my mom... later
your mom
that night.
Played Mario Party with you? Oh, no, that's so fucking
that's worse.
Cute.
That's worse.
That's so cute.
She overheard. She was just like, everything okay upstairs? And I'm like, why? What's wrong? And she's just like, because all I hear is, Dick! And I'm like, that was me cursing at Mario Party. I'm like, all right.
Yep. Aww.
So Mario Party, Mario Party's a franchise.
So fucking cute. Your mom played with you.
Also, the Paper Mario series got
to
start.
So fucking stupid.
Relax, all right? I'm sorry whimsy is a thing lost on you.
I don't like flat stuff.
Okay. that's a hill to die on, my friend.
In my video games.
Okay. The art style is
otherwise
cute.
Ladies, he doesn't mind.
Damn Skippy.
Curves for days for Tommy.
Damn right.
The Mario Party got its start there. The Paper Mario, Mario Kart, Mario Tennis, Mario Golf. Let's move it on, Tommy.
Mario Kart, Mario Golf was a lot of fun.
Yes, it was. We talked about it already. But let's take a double step back to the portable franchises.
Sure.
Now, we're going to talk about the Game Boy Advance.
Okay.
The Game Boy Advance, its claim to fame, Mario-wise, really just saw a lot of the rehashes. So you had Super Mario Brothers 2, Super Mario Brothers 3, Super Mario World, all getting re-released on the Game Boy Advance. You had games such as Mario & Luigi, which is another RPG series done by Alpha Dream. Rest in peace. It was kind of like Mario & Luigi working in tandem together to set up RPG.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Very funny,
I remember that.
Script.
I didn't like it.
Oh, well, again, whimsy. Lost on you. Mario Kart Super Circuit, which is the goddamn worst Mario Kart game on this
I remember
or
that.
Any Earth. It is just bad.
On Earth 616.
Yeah,
it's even better.
I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure it sucks there too. Game Boy Advance. Oh, so the Mario vs. Donkey Kong series got their start there again. That was kind of like almost an adaptation or continuation of the
a rivalry renewed.
Exactly. Of the Donkey Kong arcade game, Donkey Kong 94, all got recontinued into the Mario vs. Donkey Kong series. There was also Mario Pinball Land. It's a pinball game with Mario.
I love pinball games, man.
Pinball games are great.
I really
do. There's
not
enough pinball games.
There really aren't.
I agree.
I mean, Sonic Spinball, Mario
Sonic
Pinball.
Spinball, Mario Pinball, Kirby Pinball Land, Pokemon Pinball.
The Metroid Pinball game.
Metroid Pinball. Yep.
Oh,
Metroid
that,
Pinball. Yeah,
that
Tommy.
Shit was good enough.
Devil Crush, Alien Crush.
Yeah.
All this stuff, man. Pinball games. We should do a pinball episode. We're still on Mario. All right. Oh, boy.
Okay.
Tommy's getting a little wiped.
No.
Let's move on to the GameCube.
Ooh, yes. This is where my favorite Mario game shines.
Which is?
Mario Kart Double Dash.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Talk about Mario Kart Double Dash, Tommy.
Man, I remember playing this fucking game, and, like, it. After playing, you know, Mario 64, Mario on the SNES, it blew me the fuck away. Like, two people on a fucking cart, double weapon. Oh my god, I fucking love this game. I wish you had your GameCube set up right now. I would be playing it right now.
Know. Well, we might have to remedy that at some point. But yeah, Mario Kart Double Dash. The whole GameCube generation is kind of like a weird,
it really
a
is.
Weird step because at the time people were looking for. They loved Mario Kart 64, and then they get Double Dash, and they're like, I don't understand this. They get games like The Wind Waker after Ocarina or after Majora's Mask, and they're like, wow, it's all cartoons. I don't get it.
Well,
they
it's
get
also
games
3D
like,
Zelda.
All right, watch. They get games like Super Mario Sunshine when they're expecting Super Mario 64 2, and that did not happen.
Super Mario Sunshine, isn't that going to be on the collection?
Yes, it is. Mario 64. On the 18th. Yes, yes, yes. So
and,
people,
another Mario game that we're going to be talking about shortly.
Yes, exactly. So yes, that game is going to be re-released in the Super Mario 3D All Stars.
Never played it.
It's worth a play.
The only thing I know about Mario Sunshine is using the hose in Smash Brothers.
Mm-hmm. That's the flood, the flash liquidating ultra dousing device. All
right. God, it's amazing you're getting married.
I'm getting married, baby. Yep.
Jesus. So is your cake topper going to be Mario and Peach?
Ooh, babe, can we?
I'll kill you.
Okay, so no. She said no, guys.
So we could blindfold her?
Yeah, the entire ceremony. Yeah, good. Super Mario Sunshine is definitely worth a play. It's more good Mario's good stuff, but it's different because, like, sure, you know, they wanted to do something different. And Mario having this device that can propel him further or give him a bit of a hover jump or something like that.
Or
like,
kill enemies.
Or kill enemies. Was a little, like, they didn't know what to expect, you know? The fans wanted more Mario 64. And they got Mario Sunshine.
Which I was actually fine with.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the thing. That's the thing with Nintendo is they always want to just kind of move on to the next thing. They don't want to keep iterating.
Yeah. The Wii U did a lot of weird... the Wii, right? Wii? You're on?
No, yeah. GameCube.
GameCube?
Yep.
Sorry.
It's okay. Jump in the gun. It's okay. Shh. Jump in the flood.
All right. Look, I'm fucking been drinking, okay?
Other stuff that got another iterations, you had Mario Golf Toadstool Tour, which I love. That was the new Mario Golf game for the GameCube.
Didn't Super Soccer Strike come out for this one?
Okay, so yes. Mario kind of grew a little bit. So we had a baseball game and a soccer game.
Yeah,
yes.
I didn't like the baseball game.
I wasn't a fan. I actually played the baseball game with Leroy, not recently, years ago. But it was like, oh, it's kind of interesting. They did it. They kind of arcade style Mario-fied baseball, and it was fun.
Yeah, soccer was better.
Okay, that's like your opinion, man. That's cool.
And it's the right opinion.
Here it is. Yep.
What Tommy Cash says.
Uh huh.
Tommy Cash says, and it's right.
Also, there was Mario Power Tennis. I think that's what it was called. Was it called Mario Power Tennis? I think it was called Mario Power Tennis, yes.
All I remember is just hitting balls in people's faces.
Sure, yeah. That's what's called a Saturday night for Tommy.
Those are balls and faces.
Oh, okay. Glad you kept the rhythm. The Mario Party 4, 5, 6, and I think 7 also came 20. Out on the GameCube. What else?
Ruining friendships forever.
In a new generation.
It really fucking does, man.
Obviously you had Luigi's Mansion, you had Donkey Kong Jungle Beat, you had
We're talking about Mario right now.
Dance Dance Revolution Mario Mix, that also came out. That was a thing.
So let's move on to the
Wii. Nintendo DS, actually, would be the next thing that came out. Which, it has a note, because New Super Mario Bros. Was the first new 2D Mario game to come out ever since Super Mario World.
Okay.
And that was a bit of a revelation for people, because you had, like, this pseudo 3D Mario. It was 2D style. That was where your Mega Mushroom came in.
Mega Mushroom and the fucking... And Mario or Luigi or whoever you're playing as was on both screens on the DS. Yes.
I think you're wrong, but okay. I think I'm right. No, I think you're wrong.
Am I?
Usually if Tom quits that quick, he's wrong. Oh, for the GameCube, also the new Paper Mario game, Thousand Year Door.
We're talking about the DS.
I know, we're moving on. I'm sorry. You got Mario Kart DS, which came out, which that was a cool game. It's on that table. There
yeah,
it is.
Do we have more cocktails coming for
Fine.
No. If we don't.
Do you want to pour some JMO shots, Tommy?
Sure.
All right, Tom's going to pour some JMO shots.
Sure.
Bam. Tom's doing the mixology tonight because of my gimped hand. Mario DS games. So Mario also came out for the Nintendo DS launch. It was called Super Mario 64 DS. It was like a four character. Yeah. It was a weird enhanced port. Because it was obviously enhanced because of the technology and everything like that. And you had characters like Wario, Luigi, and Yoshi joining in Mario. And it, I think it gave you 150 stars as opposed to, good lord, 150 stars as opposed to 120 stars.
I haven't used the pour in a while.
You used one like 2 weeks ago.
It's been a while, man.
Okay. What is it?
It's been a while!
But like the analog touch screen bullshit was so weird for the DS. What are you going to do? Who cares? And obviously there were Mario Party games that came out. Thank you, Tommy. There was a Mario basketball game that came out.
We'll do air cheers.
Air cheers. Cheers. Clink it up. Yahoo. Ooh, a little bit of grenadine in that. That was tasty.
Oh!
So let's move on to the Wii. Alright, Mario Galaxy, Mario Galaxy 2. Those are the big, oh boy, those are the big ones.
Uh-huh.
You had thoughts on Galaxy, right?
Galaxy, I played for two boards.
Oh god. Alright.
And then I checked out. Okay. I couldn't get used to the...
It was weird.
Because, alright, look.
Very, like, I Galaxy... wouldn't say pioneering, but it was very, like, ambitious for the Wii.
Galaxy came about when I was, in a dark time in Tom World.
Uh-huh.
And I was drinking a lot.
Okay.
And I couldn't fucking do the...
The waggle?
Yeah, I was just like, fuck this... I think you let me borrow it?
That's possible.
When did it come out?
I'm gonna say around November in 2006.
When did you start working at Borders?
12 years ago?
Fuck, you gonna make me do math?
We've been dating for 11. And then you started a year before that, so that was 12. So about 13, 14
years ago? So was that 05 then?
That'd be 15 years ago, so... around it, yeah.
All right, you might have let me borrow it.
It's possible. I remember picking it up the midnight release at the Nintendo World Store. 2007 is the copyright, so fuck all of that. I'm wrong.
All right, cool. But Galaxy's great. It's going to be re-released, probably mostly waggle-free in the Super Mario 3D All-Stars.
Though you can use waggle if you...
I
think they also... I think my brother said you could use the waggle, like, on the touchscreen.
Yeah, so they're using that touchscreen as opposed to doing waggle stuff. Or, I think... So, like, it had, like, this thing called Co-Star Mode, which basically a second player... There's Tommy, taking to the bottle. We use the Wii Remote cursor to kind of, like, pick up the little star bits and stuff. Obviously, the introduction, everyone's favorite, Rosalina. Everybody loves Rosalina, right?
How do you... Bonnie, how do you feel about Rosalina?
She can get fucked.
She just channeled her inner Tom.
Nobody should go full Tom.
Oh, you guys love going full Tom. Every so often, you need to go full Tom.
But Tommy, if you weren't a fan of the 3D Marios, then have I got news for you. We also brought into everyone's living rooms new Super Mario Brothers Wii, which is a four-player Mario game for the first time.
But it was a side-scroller.
It was a side-scroller, yes.
Which I dug.
Yes. And one of my favorite memories was firing this game up. That fresh weekend might have been a Survivor Series weekend or something like that. I think it was you, Sean, Andrew, and somebody else were playing this game. And Tom was like, yeah, all right, let's go. He jumped and he got hit by the first Goomba. And it was like, that's how it's going to happen.
And was I already drinking?
Probably, yeah. It was definitely a post-pay-per-view.
Post or pre?
Post. Definitely post. Because I remember being late, and I was just like, hey, I got this new Mario game.
You were late to something?
What?
No.
I know, I said it was late.
Oh, I thought you said you were late.
This guy.
Thanks.
He's late, Mr.
Thank you. Don't worry, Bonnie.
I'm also late.
Bonnie, I will make sure he gets... I will make sure he gets there on time.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Other Mario Wii games, Mario Party came out. Mario Kart Wii, that really didn't hit too hard for me.
No, it didn't. No. Mario Kart Wii was not fun.
Yeah.
I don't think I touched a Mario Kart... Honestly, I don't think I touched a Mario Kart game until the 3DS.
Okay. That's fair.
Which we'll talk about.
We will talk about that.
That was a good... That was a good time.
Right, and also for the 25th anniversary of Mario, because that was around this time also, Nintendo re-released or put out basically Super Mario All-Stars again.
Yeah.
Exactly how it was on a disc, slapped it on there, still got the SNES controller look and all that bullshit. But that was 10 years ago.
Yeah, they just love putting All-Stars out.
Yeah, because, I mean, All-Stars, I think, is a great collection, especially for that time, and it's a great representation of the 8-bit and also, to an extent, 16-bit short generation of Super Mario.
Okay.
All right. Oddly enough, no tennis or Wii game, no tennis or golf games came out, outside of, like, it was, like, a play control thing or whatever. Like, it wasn't good. But you got new versions of baseball and Strikers. So you got that, which I think that was the one we were talking about.
Yeah, Strikers is the one I think I played.
Right. And I think it was a Mario Sports Mix also that came out. Mario's all over the place, baby. Mario.
Mario likes sports for a tubby fuck.
He does.
Yeah,
that's a good observation.
I think that's the title of this episode.
Well, I don't want to keep putting cusses in the title, my friends. Let's move on to the Nintendo 3DS. Yes. Nintendo 3DS did not launch with a Mario game.
No, it did not.
Did not. But it did feature one of the first 3D Mario games, which is Mario 3D Land. Yes. Done by the core Mario team.
Yamaguchi.
Nintendo EAD at the time stopped. Don't even try.
Toshiba.
Uh-huh.
Samsung.
Yep. Oh, God. Good Lord. How we're going to get letters.
Yamaguchi.
But Super Mario 3D Land was really good. I think one of my favorite games. It came out around the same time that I was actually doing like a bit of a side job for Nintendo. I was doing work. Yeah, it was fucking awful. It was just the holidays, working back in retail.
Oh, you want to talk fucking misery?
It was misery.
You want to talk fucking misery?
I was so hyped.
You were so fucking hyped for this, and you were just like, oh man, I'm working for Nintendo, I'm working for Mario, like, and I was just like,
sign my checks, what the fuck?
And Mario signs your checks. All right. And I was just like, all right, cool. And I'm sitting there, I was like, you ain't lying this thing. You ain't lying this thing.
Wow. Thanks for the confidence, Tom. I really Chris. Appreciate that, Chris. My good friend.
Chris.
You didn't last.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Listen, but that's up to me, okay? I don't want people to predestine me into doing things. I don't want to get pigeonholed as a quitter, all right? But why can't you all believe in me? And then they'll prove you wrong, okay?
We do, but we don't. Nah, Chris, you came into our job, and I was just like, dude.
Bright-eyed and bushy tails.
Are you sure you want to do this? You're like, no, I really fucking don't. I was just like,
it was a bit of a nightmare, but hey, Super Mario 3D Land was a fun game. Brought back the Tanuki suit. I think it was a boomerang suit and everything like that. It's a fun game. I replayed it for Replay May for Mario Games.
Yes.
Even though we're doing Batman.
I mean, fucking
had two hands back in the day.
Yeah. That was good. I did enjoy that. Sure. Like, anything for the, I don't know. Continue.
Okay, cool. Great. Thanks for the input. Super Mario.
Shut up.
Also hit up the new cart, Mario Kart 7, which you were talking about. I played a shitload of Mario Kart 7.
Yeah, we did.
We did do that.
So,
Uh-huh.
Was this the one that we said we had to move furniture?
Or was that Smash Brothers? No, that was Mario Kart 8. We'll get to that.
Oh, that was Mario Kart 8? I thought it was Smash Brothers. Shit.
No.
What was this one?
It might have been Smash Brothers, but Mario Kart... We'll talk about Mario Kart 8.
Mario Kart 7, I feel like something happened as well.
It's possible. I don't recall. We were always getting up some sort of hijinks.
Like we were working at Borders, right?
No.
That was Smash.
Yes. We haven't done a Smash Bros. Episode yet, right?
Yet,
I'm going to have to. But other Mario games that came out for the 3DS, you had Paper Mario Sticker Star, which is not good. People don't like that game. You also had Mario Party Island Tour. That sounds good. And maybe I just made that up. I don't know. And New Super Mario Bros. 2. And that whole gimmick was collect all the coins, collect a million coins.
I'm all about...
And Tom was all like, I get what you're saying. And then I'm repeating it, and he's like, I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
I'm all about collecting shit.
Sure.
Especially it gives me costumes.
Okay, well, this is not giving costumes.
I know.
I mean, I think it made you all gold. That's about it.
Oh, is this where Gold Mario came from?
Kind of, yeah. Because it was like a gold flower or something like that. Yep. But that actually came out around the same time as the Wii U and New Super Mario Bros. U. Which I like a lot. Yeah, it gets a little long in the tooth, but it's very nice to look at. It's also like kind of like the tipping point in my mind of just like, I'm done with this whole New Super Mario look. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just like, give me some new, give me like some sprite-based Mario stuff. Give me some nice looking Mario. Really? Ugh.
Why is this surprising?
Because, I don't know, things grind on you a lot. I know that.
No, this is, I really enjoy how this looks.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not just saying that just to grind your gears.
No, that's fine.
It
looks very nice, don't get me wrong, but I'm just like, I feel like they could do something different. A little more stylized, a little more artsy.
We're going to disagree.
Okay.
To disagree.
Okay. We're going to disagree to disagree. Okay. Shh. All right.
Been drinking.
Yeah, I know. We got you, buddy.
I know.
It's a new Super Mario Brothers U. And, to a lesser extent, new Super Luigi U, which was like a DLC compilation.
Yes.
Which was a lot of fun.
Didn't 3DS also give us...
We're talking about 3DS? We're done with that.
The fuck are you talking about?
Wii.
Oh, Wii.
You.
No.
Wii U.
I thought you were talking about 3DS.
We were, and then I segued into the Wii U, and now I'm murdering said segue because I'm talking about the segue. But what were you going to say, Tom?
I don't know.
Cool. New Super Mario Brothers.
This
U.
Episode has gone to shit.
Why? I'm
Tom
just...
gets very confusing and drunk.
Yes. Very true.
I get very confused when I'm not drunk.
Yeah. Sober is the word. So the Wii U also gave us games like Super Mario Maker, which was a lot of fun for a good couple months.
They
definitely updated it and made it very fun to play.
It was fun for a couple of minutes.
Okay, I said months. I gave it the benefit of the doubt, but all right.
Sorry.
I think that game works best on the Wii U. I haven't played Super Mario Maker 2 for the Switch, but I think having the gamepad in hand, like, the system comes with a gamepad. So basically, you have the touchscreen, you're able to just drop blocks or enemies or power-ups wherever you want, and you have more control over it versus just kind of, like, using the controller to drop stuff or the touchscreen on the Switch to drop stuff on the Mario Maker 2. That's just... I haven't touched Mario Maker 2, but in my mind, I don't think it works. It could work as well.
Yeah. No, I'm thinking, I'm like... I really haven't touched Mario Maker 2.
Okay.
I played Mario Maker 1.
Right, yes.
No, I agree with you.
Yeah,
100%.
Okay, cool. It also brought us Super Mario 3D World, which is, I think it's a really fun... So it's almost like a marrying of the 2D four-player Mario and the 3D-ness of the Sunshine Galaxy ilk. It's a little different, but it's kind of like a best of both worlds.
Didn't me, you, and a few of the boys tried to play this, and we
Probably.
Just... I believe me, you, and Bonnie tried to play this, and we just continued to take each other out.
It's possible, yeah. No, games like this definitely...
Yes! This was the one that I jumped on you, I picked you up, and I threw you down a hole.
Probably, yeah.
No, probably. It was.
Okay. You've been wrong before, but okay.
No.
I'll believe you.
I'm not.
Oh, okay.
Well, you're not believing me.
I mean, I'm not, but I'm going to let you... All right, that's fine. It could be this one, or it could be the new Mario Brother.
Maybe.
God damn it. But obviously, the new Super Mario 3D World is going to be re-released on Switch. Another game that got re-released on Switch... and it's probably one of the best selling Switch games right now is Mario Kart 8. It's Mario Kart 8. This Tommy is the one. So your boys working together at a establishment, and we had to go pick up our pre-orders.
So, tell
the story, Tommy.
So my boy Chris hits me up. He's just like, "Yo, so and so store has limited copies." of game. And I'm like, you know what?
Noun, verb, adjective.
Well, I'm trying to keep people anonymous.
Okay.
And I'm like,
I've already said it. Huh? Did we pre-order this game? Are we telling the same story?
Oh, no. No, no, no. We're not. Okay.
We pre-ordered
so, this. Well, I pre-ordered it.
No, we're talking. No, you're talking about Super Smash Brothers. That Am was I? That. Yes. All right, fine. Tom, take a break. Sure. Super Mario Kart 8 came out, and it was probably one of the games we were all waiting for the Wii U, and we pre-ordered it together, and I think we split work early or break time or something like that.
No, we went in late because I think this was the one where we had to move furniture.
Oh, yeah, we picked it up at GameStop or something like that before we went into work. But it came with that. I picked up a Pro Controller. It came with a little dumb fucking steering wheel thing you put the Wii Remote into. But Mario Kart 8 is fantastic. If you still have it for Wii U, it's still one of the best Wii U games. And like I just said, it's one of the best-selling Switch games in the form of Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Mm. I think the DLC is fantastic. The anti-grav stuff is fantastic. The DLC characters is great. I could do without all the fucking babies and metal characters, but what are you gonna do?
Fuck metal characters, man.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. Like, Silver Surfer, what are you doing? Get out of here.
Whoa. That's okay. A whole nother cast.
Oh, boy. Oh, no.
Okay. I like metal characters, just not when I'm jumping.
Okay.
That's all.
All right, cool. But that's pretty much all the heavy hitters on the Mario franchise coming out for the Wii U. So, moving on to the Switch. We talked about Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, so we're good with that. Tommy, you fucked around a little bit with Mario and Rabbids Kingdom Battle or something like that.
Yeah, I did. I didn't dig it.
You didn't dig it?
Nah.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Hey, I'm not offended. It's okay.
No. I know that's a lot of people like that.
Yeah, and I mean, I know you like the strategy RPG stuff.
I do, but I'm sitting there, I'm like, what the fuck's going on? Like I could...
Mario and rabbits!
I was able to figure out Fire Emblem.
Sure.
No issue.
Right.
This one, I was just sitting there, I was like, whatever.
Okay.
Hey, it's
fine.
I'm going back to Ultimate Alliance.
Sure. I understand completely. And then Mario Odyssey. Super Mario Odyssey.
Never played yet.
It is a fantastic game. One of my favorite Mario games. It's up there. It is a return to form. It brings back the more open environments of Mario 64. And obviously a lot more advanced enhancements with the jumping and Cappy and the capturing mechanic and just like all the acrobatics Mario can do.
I just want to be a T-Rex.
You could be a T-Rex in this game.
I know. I think I'm going to have to borrow that in 2021.
Okay. Hey, that's fine. You borrow it now if you want.
Yeah, I'm Diablo.
All right, that's fine. I mean, other Mario...
Lutober's coming up.
Yep, you're right. Other Mario games to note on the Switch. There was a Mario Tennis game. That's pretty much it, man. I mean, I think we're kind of Mario'd out.
I gotta get the Mario Tennis on the Switch.
I've heard it was good. I actually gave it to my sister because I wasn't playing it. So, but I love
Mario
Tennis.
I didn't know you hate that.
Huh? I did, yeah. Mario Tennis Aces, that's what it's called. Unlike Mario Tennis Ultra Smash on the Wii U, which was junk, but whatever.
I did not know you had Mario Tennis.
I did have it, yes. Aces.
Aces.
Yes, I did have it. It's okay. Whatever.
If I knew that, I would have whooped your fucking ass in it.
Wow, okay. Well, there's no way I can... I got nothing really to hook up something quick, so
you
sorry.
You don't. So, guess what? You're just gonna have to deal with me whooping your ass. Bitch.
No, I don't think I am.
You will.
Other games, Paper Mario, Origami King, I know people are digging on
a lot. Mario Party.
Super Mario Party, yes. Return to Mario Party form, for what I understand.
We
might have to delve into that next week or something like
that. I actually watched that. Almost just horrible happened, because I was just beating the fuck out of people in that, and people were just yelling at each other, and I was sitting there, I was like, all right, cool, you guys just keep fighting amongst yourselves, and I'm just dance puppets, dance, you motherfuckers.
Wow, all right. So I think that pretty much wraps up for our Mario talk, right, Tommy? Any more Mario memories? Either of you, Bonnie? I know Bonnie, you're up in Fortnite right now. All
right. I mean, Mario's iconic.
I agree.
It really is. Like, it's, you know, he really is. He's Mario, like, the whole Mario, I hate to say it, the whole Mario Party is iconic.
Okay, you can say
between
that.
Between Bowser, Luigi,
start naming Mario Peach. Party. Just go ahead. You're in a drunken state. Oh, God.
So, Mario's awesome.
Mario is awesome.
I can't wait to see what the future holds.
Yeah. Happy 35th birthday, Mario.
You're 5 years younger than me. How does that feel, you motherfucking plumber?
And on that note, Rude Nation, thank you for joining us for a Mario Madness episode.
Mario Madness, yeah. Ooh, cream of the crop.
What are we doing next week? Have we really decided upon that? I don't think we have. What are we doing? Call it, Tom.
New beat-em-ups.
Beat-em-ups! I like this. Okay, in honor of the Scott Pilgrim game being re-released this year, or at least announced, we're going to talk about beat-em-ups.
Yes.
Your Streets of Rages, your Final Fights, your... what other fucking beat-em-ups are there? I don't even
Turtles
know.
Turtles in Time.
Turtles in Time, Simpsons, X-Men. Sunset Riders, technically, kind of beat-em-up.
Honestly, I'm even going to say, like, any overheads. What? Like, X-Men Legends.
That's a dungeon crawler. Stop. Mm.
Yes. We'll talk about that.
Okay. No. Fucking Jedi mind trick me? No, fuck. The big beat-em-up episode coming up. 81 for the Rude Boys Power Hour Plus.
It was...
No, it was going to be doing something else, but we
called
Tommy and I called an audible.
Someone doesn't read.
I've got nothing else to do. I've got nothing else but time to read.
Yeah. But you don't.
But I don't.
Thank you. We'll still team up on you, engaged or not, motherfucker.
That's my train of thought. But thank you for joining us again. We are available on so many platforms. Oh my god,
Chris, give us the platform. God damn it.
How about Apple Music? How about Google Podcasts? Ooh. How about Stitcher? Ooh. How about YouTube?
We have a YouTube?
We do have a YouTube, which you can find at bit.ly/rudeboysrudetube. That's all lowercase. You can find us on the Podbean Network. That's pretty much where we hang our hat. We hang our red Mario hat on that Podbean.
Cappy.
Cappy is his name.
Flick that cap!
Okay. Rudeboys.podbean.com is the web page to go to. You type that into your URL address bar and you'll get to all our stuff. Also, we're on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Just search for Rudeboys469. If you want to shoot us an email, I don't know. We got that. Rudeboys6969@gmail.com.
We'll answer.
Yeah, sure. I'll fucking answer. I got nothing else going on right now. Sure. Hit me up. You can hit me up also on my personal Twitter and Instagram at @TEH_SHERMS. Tommy.
You can hit me up on my personal Instagram and Twitter at @Tommy_Cash80. And that's _Cash with a K.
Wow. All right. Tommy got it. Yeah, so we're going to do beat 'em ups next episode. If you got any beat-em-up memories, hit us up, man.
Please.
Final fight. Come on. Final fight, guys. Come on.
They're both great.
Streets of Rage's Final Fight. Boom shakalaka. Ooh. Hit us up, nation.
This has been a presentation of the Rude Boys Podcast Network.
Oops.